Big Fluff.
All right, everybody. Hey. Hello and welcome to another episode of We Have to Ask Live. I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan.
And this is the show. You're it. You're it. We're it. This is it.
Right.
You're here. We're here. What a time to be alive.
We made it. I really wanted to have this moment where, like, we start and I just do this and then smoke clears out. It's like cobwebs or stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Pull some spider webs out. Use a broom handle. Get him out of there. Yes. Well, we've dusted off the old improbability machine. We've dusted off our hosting skills and our Facebook accounts. And we're back again. Jonathan, I realize we probably have a lot to catch up on. But in a brief, like, 2 to 3 minutes, how are you?
Okay. Brief two to three minutes. The Orioles are in first place. And that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I successfully completed teaching an improv class for not children.
Nice.
Krista and I nailed that.
Any children at heart?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
All of them. Yeah. I need Krista to be the first person to, like, ask them to do something before I ask them to, like, maybe come on here. But I would invite almost every one of them onto
the show. Wow, high praise. Hey, claps to your students.
What else? This week I'm going to see Barry Manilow on Thursday, and then on Saturday.
Amazing.
And we'll touch base on that in a second. But also on Saturday, going to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie. All the reviews that I've seen about Lionel Richie's concerts now are he talks for about an hour and a half and sings for about 10 minutes.
Right. So you get Hello and Dancing on the Ceiling? Then, what do we think?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Barry Manilow comes to Baltimore, and I was able to get tickets, like, from Ticketmaster, not resale. Like last row, $14.
Whoa, that's a good deal. I mean, last row is not you don't usually seek out last row as a seat, but $14.
But $14 to go see Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Felt real good. And then Ticketmaster charged me $15 in fees, right? So fees cost more than the tickets.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, that's not whatever. That's a scam, Ticketmaster, and you should be ashamed.
But yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Teachers go back to work on Friday.
Oh, school
starts in 2 weeks. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I get to sit around and do absolutely nothing for a combined 2 months and get paid for it. So, like,
oh, you mean that? That's really what but that time is over. That's why I'm like, I'm so sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah, but you know, you don't get that.
No, that's true. I don't.
You know,
I don't know how to do that. It doesn't feel possible.
I visited this summer. I have visited Nashville, Boston, and Vermont as the state, because there's really not, like, individual cities within Vermont. I think
there's Burlington.
They have city names, but they're not.
It's just kind of uniformly Vermont.
Just Vermont. It was a pretty productive summer. How are you doing?
Before I get into that, I feel like I cannot let it pass without mentioning one of my coworkers many years ago. Grew up in Vermont and near Burlington, and every time he would mention home or go home to visit and come back, I would ask him, "How is the coat factory?"
I can't believe you would do
And
that.
he did not like
No.
it. In
No.
my before I ever visited, I had an entire headcanon about how the town must be inside of a
Just every.
giant warehouse where they have elections to see who's going to be the mayor of the coat factory.
Everybody's just in coats. It's
You
you
have to
know,
be, yeah.
it's 84 degrees and everybody's wearing a coat.
It's they don't, they don't export coats because they have too few. I think they're drowning in them. Anyway, how am I? I'm pretty good. I just had a birthday and turned an age. And as part of that celebration, I saw Back to the Future, the musical, on Broadway, which was great, honestly. Like I'm eternally a critic. I have notes, but man, it was really fun. The technical stuff was really cool. The performances were really, really good. Like George McFly out Crispin Glover with
Ooh,
his
okay.
performance. My only complaint there is like they gave him a song that's like it's real upsetting. Like the character of George McFly is already a real problematic dude back in 1955, and they managed to make him more of a creep. But anyway, that was really good times, and I'm really glad we got to go do that. Other than that, we're also checking down the days until school starts up again, and producer Amy will be teaching, back to teaching, and just settling into the semester. So, watching those final hot August days burn away and wondering, did we do it all this summer? Did we get it all done? Probably not.
What is all?
Yeah, no, I
Like,
mean,
what would, like going to see a Broadway show and
yeah.
celebrating your birthday, is that all?
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
It's high quality stuff. We also recently saw a friend of the show, Kim Lee,
Oh, yes.
who came to town for multiple reasons, and I will not bias anyone's thinking against her by telling you which of these events she was primarily in town for. But she had a friend who was doing an off Broadway kind of like play competition. They were doing short plays.
Oh,
And
that sounds fun.
the show was like they just did readings, so we saw like a 10 or 15 minute reading of each play. Really cool. They're definitely like the one group we saw had a big spread of like tone and material. And the other thing she came to see was a film by producer, director, writer, and star Tommy Wiseau, famously
Yes.
of The Room.
Room.
Has a new film, and it was premiered this weekend. Sorry, well, I guess, yeah, this past weekend. It is called Big Shark, and she was also here to see that, which was just a big event. Like there's a theater here, the like Village East by Angelica, that is like the Tommy Wiseau theater, and they do the room screenings at midnight. But they also do the room screenings where Tommy Wiseau like brings his ass to town and sells merch and shakes hands and does a Q&A. So he did the gave the same treatment for Big Shark, which is people were excited around here.
Yeah, big
So I don't know.
shark.
That's some recent happenings.
Now, when you say big shark, do you mean the Meg, too?
Right? It's interesting, like. If I understand right, Big Shark, Tommy Wiseau's Big Shark, was in production for 3 to 5 years or longer.
Makes sense.
Like there
Yeah.
was a trailer that was released long, long ago as like a spec. Like, hey, here's an idea. Someone else, please buy this idea and make this movie. And like that didn't happen. And then eventually, it was like, surprise! Now this trailer is slightly different because we're finishing the movie. But what a coincidence that Tommy Wiseau has nailed this moment. That we see also in theaters, the return of Jason Statham in the Meg 2.
And Meg 2. Also around Shark Week. Like
Right.
solid planning.
Yeah.
Which
Which now
shows
I'm not sure,
consistency.
is it still the Discovery Channel's Shark Week or is it now Max's Shark Week?
I think, well,
Because that's all getting sewn up in a way that I don't understand.
but it's not.
Yeah,
So
all right.
like, so what they've done, Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot have combined everything into Max,
Right.
but then also has left out there in the world Discovery Plus for
Yep.
those who don't want all the other stuff.
Or maybe vice versa, 'cause does Max include all of Discovery Plus, or is it?
Yes. So yeah. So
Oh.
Max has everything. So instead of just leaving it Max and Discovery Plus,
Yeah.
leaving them separate
Right.
and then reaping all of the
It's
benefits
now the Venn
of
diagram of like Max is the big one, got everything, and then there's a smaller amount of Discovery Plus.
And it's
Where
just
does
like,
the
yeah, you,
Toddlers and Tiaras part of this? Like, is that
that's both.
that's on both? Okay.
Yeah. So anything you can find on Discovery Plus, you can find on Max, but you can't find like Hard Knocks
Right.
inside the Jets training camp on Discovery Plus.
Or like, yeah, none of the Adult Swim stuff is on Discovery
Yeah,
Plus, but
none of
it's
that.
on Max.
Yeah, it's an interesting bit, but they got Jason Momoa to be the host of it this year, and he looked like he was having a fucking blast.
Yeah. I
And
think that's like his all the time vibe. Like I
yeah.
don't think that's put on. I feel like Jason Momoa is just always up and always at them.
I learned of Jason Momoa from, and this is very honest, as Aquaman.
Oh, sure.
That's where I heard of him. That's
Yeah.
where
That was a big breakout, you know,
I
like that's a
then knew
superstar
like
making role.
he was in a Game of Thrones,
Right.
and like that was a thing. But then earlier this week, my dad had just started to, for him, I guess, rewatch Stargate Atlantis. And guess who's in that?
Oh, is he
Jason
really?
Momoa. Yes, he is.
Well, no wonder they made him
It
Aquaman. He was already in
yeah,
Atlantis.
he's already in Atlantis. So, and that show goes back to the early 2000s.
Yeah, wow.
So Jason Momoa's been just a national treasure for
Yeah.
so long, and not many people have gotten to know that.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Which is, like a public service that we provide. But I do want to point out also, like this is just the pre-show,
Yeah.
and we've honestly let it drag a little bit. So apologies there. As ever, in between every one of our episodes, I feel like I almost have to give an hour-long presentation on the advances of so-called AI, of generative large language models, and video processes, and the way that like Redditors are turning random video clips into fake anime girls or whatever is going on out there. And just remind folks, we've been doing this for longer, and I would argue for better. And we're not going to open source the models. We're not out here like Facebook making a Llama 2 that you can download and run your own Jonathans and Martys at home. This is homegrown technology. We're proud of it, because it means, for folks who may be not familiar with the show, it means we never have to commit to one kind of podcast, or one kind of show, because we let the machine do that for us, influenced by things happening in our day-to-day lives or in the world. And we get to see what that would have been like if we always did that. So, Jonathan, unless there's anything else, I think we can kick it over to Virtual Us.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, thanks, folks, for tuning in, and we'll catch y'all soon. Enjoy the Robo Usses. Okay, so yeah, that covers up to lunch, and then I just wanted to kind of brush my teeth. But I got
Okay.
caught scrolling my phone. So brush teeth was about 23 minutes. Yeah, that pretty much catches us up to now. So
Perfect. Nailed it.
that's been my day. Jonathan, you wanna dive into your minutes?
Yeah, woke up early because I needed to go into to work today. Need to go into work today just to set up some tech stuff.
Nice.
And then
And just to remind, like, there maybe new listeners, you get to bill for that hourly, or is that part of your salaried pay?
Now, because it's over the summer, it's billable, so that's good.
Nice.
It's not it's extra.
Okay.
So I woke up at 6:30, and then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna set my alarm for 7:10 because I can wake up at 7:10, get all ready, be out the house by 7:30,
Nice.
and then be there. So got on my phone, put 7:10 into the alarm, went back to sleep. Woke up at 7:20.
Ooh.
Looked at my phone, saw that I had not turned the alarm.
Oh, it was all ready to
So
be set and it was just not active.
I just didn't flip the little button over.
Yeah.
Just didn't flip that little button. So anyway, got to work. It was fine. Did some quick setup, came back home. I mean, that was about it. There was like some gaming in there, did
Oh,
some
right.
gaming.
Yeah, well,
But
let's
minute
hear the
wise,
gaming. I mean, we gotta lay it all out here, folks. I know we've got listeners running that wiki down, and they will lose it if we've got untracked minutes in there. So,
Well,
they want to
I
know,
will
like, are
let you
you
know
pushing on your Steam stuff? Is this
there. No, no, it was
Switch,
PlayStation. I will let
PlayStation?
you know that there was just a flicker of light, which means that there might be a storm outside, which
Ooh.
might mean that my network might go down. So I apologize if those minutes are not connected.
Hey, that's okay. Because you know what? Like, we've always got the tools, right? Like, this is what we always say on the show. We're here to measure life because the unmeasured life is not worth living. So, you've got your planner, right? Like, maybe it's not on you. This is not the Boy Scouts. You don't have to always have it on your person. But yeah, if that does happen, folks are aware, and we'll carry out the time. We've got our time slot.
Yeah.
Sure, the audience will stick around.
Hopefully. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I like today with everything going on, I've kind of just like today was supposed to be therapy day and had to miss that because the electricity went out at the office. So
Oof. So you're kind of being chased by storms today.
yeah, storm. And chased by storms is much different than being a storm chaser.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I just said let's just that we'll just push back. She offered me a like 1 o'clock on Friday, but.
Yeah, you're scheduled to be back in the office Friday,
But
right? So.
yeah, but you know, but you know, thinking of the future, can we fast forward? Can we do the fast forward and go into
Okay, yeah, I
future
mean,
mode?
for folks who are watching us live, as always, like, please go support us on Patreon, patrons of the show. Sorry, patrons of Where Does the Time Go? Get access to all of our books, and that includes our rescue time details, our spreadsheets, and at the 25 month and up level, you get access to my personal time tracking software, so you can track it yourself. But yeah,
Man,
so patrons,
the time you put into that software,
yeah.
it's
Well, it gives me something to use the software for, right? Like I can at
yeah.
least, as a user, track my time developing the software, and I feel like that's creating synergy.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. Yeah, let's fast forward.
Yeah, I just want to fast forward. I'm at this point now where I've hit that. Uh-oh, I'm not gonna have any downtime.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm very it's interesting because I'm a person who has to be constantly doing something. So I'm okay with not having the downtime. And but then my anxiety kicks in and it's like, well, now you won't have any free time to then fill with other things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not 100% sure what that there's so much
Yeah.
I want to do. There's so much I want to do.
Well, of course.
And
I mean,
I'm missing
that's why we're here, right? Like, if you're not budgeting and planning your time, then you're just letting time kind of wash over you, and
Yeah.
it's the most precious resource we have. And
Gosh,
there's
it
more to
is.
do as who sings this? It's The Lion King. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done.
But I'm focusing on trying to do more fun things that I'm going to get enjoyment out of.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking, and this is, I'm thinking about starting a kickball team.
Ooh, very nice. Now, is this like
So,
there's already a league? Like there's like
yeah,
a
there's
adult
a,
league sports? Great.
yeah, it is local. It's a local sports league. The ones that I used to do, it was like a Thursday night.
Okay.
And I don't think we could get, I could get a team together for a Thursday night. I just don't think I could do that.
How many people do you need for a team? Is it like a minimum of
That's a
10
great
or?
question. So, well, I mean, you have like a pitcher and a catcher,
Yep.
first, second, third. You don't need a shortstop. And then
Okay.
maybe three in the outfield. So eight.
Okay.
So at minimum eight.
Right, and that's because
And
that's iron style. Like you're playing that everybody in the whole game, no swap outs.
And then you have to have like now I don't know if they've changed this, but 8, 9 years ago, it used to be you had to have at least three females on the field at all times.
Yeah, a lot of leagues have rules like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good.
So yeah, I'm think so this other league that's in the neighborhood does Saturday or Sunday afternoons, and that just feels more
It's like achievable.
yeah achievable to form a team in that because oh no, I lost myself
Oh no.
and now I'm back.
There he is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh goodness.
I am gonna make a small note of that. I think it was on the order of 2 seconds, but that is
Yeah.
going to count against your on-screen time for this episode.
Well, that's and that's not great when I'm trying to catch up to you.
I
The
know.
multiple
Yeah.
times that this camera just keeps falling down is not helpful. But yeah, so they so I'm thinking like, I could get a team together for this. But now comes the worst part is can everybody manage the same amount of time?
Yeah. Right.
And will I get, if I put up a poster, are people going to take the tag and send me the email? Like, are they going to pull it off and
Oh,
be
so
like, yes, I want to
you would be
be,
anonymously recruiting even.
no, this would be coworkers.
Okay. Well, I don't mean anonymous in the sense that like you've never met them before, but like you don't already have your list of 10 people that you're going to approach directly. This would be like, hello, pool of coworkers.
Hello, pool of coworkers. Would you like to play kickball? And
Do you have any
we'll
people like a core of like,
one. I have one
okay. All
person.
right, so then that's two of you,
I have one person who
yourself and one
said,
person.
yeah, and they've already kind of said, it would need to be Saturday because what about the people that go to church on Sunday?
Is that
And
them?
then
Or is
I
this
said,
they're hypothesizing for.
They go to church.
Okay.
So like Saturday would be the bit. They like that
Got
would
it.
be the ticket.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people are gonna feel. It starts up soon, which makes me feel like I should wait till the next go around. Like,
It's
don't,
tough.
yeah, like maybe September isn't the time, but maybe whenever they put in the next one. But I don't know when the next one is.
Jonathan, I'm
So
going
I
to
gotta
give
figure that
you
out.
some advice that that I need to hear personally.
Okay.
And that is
Do you want me to hold on? Should I write this down and then after you've said it, I say it back to you?
maybe.
Okay.
But I tend to be wordy, so if you can just kind of summarize it and give it back to me
I'll
afterwards.
summarize it. Yeah, I got you.
My advice is this. Just step up and do it, because if it falls through, it's not a big deal. And if it succeeds, then you get to have a lot of fun. And no matter how your team does, it's going to be a good time, and everyone will be glad they did it, as long as there are no physical injuries. And now, I guess to give some context, producer Amy and I have a friend who does a lot of adult sports around New York City here, and has been inviting us to play pickleball, which is currently all the rage in New York City. But we've never played. I think we both had like tennis lessons as children. Maybe producer Amy has done more of that, but I don't have any skills in this game. But it would be fun to do, a regular sporting activity, and get out of the house more. So I'm balancing like my anxieties over kind of not wanting to do this sports thing that I know I'm going to be bad at, with like, well, it's a fun thing with friends, and I should probably just do it.
Can you do it with a beverage?
Certainly after. I don't know if we're allowed to do it
Okay.
during. It depends on the courts in the city.
I hate rules of tennis. Well, as a friend once told me, Nike.
But like the Greek god?
Sure. The Greek god or
It's like the or a
the
demigod, a messenger between,
yeah
yeah.
or the or the shoe brand.
Okay. Are you telling me to buy new shoes? Because I probably do
No,
need new athletic shoes.
what I'm telling you to do is just do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The
I
Nike
had
ads.
your words to me were you should just do it. And then I talked to corporate and HR about what we could legally say, like as me repeating it. Like I can't, you said to shorten it. And I couldn't just say just do it.
Right, got it.
I had to call it Nike.
Yeah.
And then when you ask like why, I can then just say just do it.
Okay.
And then that gets us all
Touched all the
legalized
bases. We
out.
have disclaimed
All the bases.
ourselves, like we're neither sponsored by nor representatives
No.
of this
Yeah.
corporation, which I'm not sure they even use that phrase anymore.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They have to still be using just do
You
it.
think so? I guess it's a hard one to let go of once you've got that in the
Yeah.
zeitgeist.
Maybe they don't. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's people are doing weird things. I've been seeing online that Mountain Dew is making sausages now.
Oh, gave me a bad feeling inside with that information.
Well, I've had to sit with it for a while now,
Fair
so
enough. It's good to support one another
yeah.
whenever there's bad news that needs to be borne. Well, speaking of bad news, we've got a hard out, folks. It's for Patreons. You already saw this coming. We're gonna wrap up the show here, and yeah, I think we've covered good stuff. So, Jonathan, any final thoughts before we head into the closer?
Yeah, as time slips and we fall closer and closer to the end, I just want to remind everybody that sometimes you have great and wonderful surprises that are not really surprises. For example, McDonald's blurred out a picture of the top of their sweet and sour sauce and said, "Something's coming." And all it was that they put the Loki symbol of the television show on the sweet and sour. Didn't make a Loki sweet,
It's
didn't
not
do
a
anything
special
special
flavor.
with it.
They didn't Rick
Not
and
a
Morty
set.
the thing.
Nope. Didn't bring back Szechuan dipping sauce. Nope.
But they
They
are trying
just.
to do another tie-in with a multiverse-based television series.
Yes. Because I
Oh, great.
guess Sylvie works at a McDonald's at some point in season two.
Oh, well, that's spoiled for me. Great. Thank you for that, McDonald's. Thank you for that, Jonathan. Best of luck, Sylvie. And thank you all for tuning in with us today. We would probably still do a lot of the quantifying of ourselves that we do without you, but we wouldn't make it as entertaining and we wouldn't find it as rewarding. So, as always, let us know what are you tracking? What are the nice holes in your schedule or lack of holes that you're looking for help with? You can hit us up on our website, wehavetoask.com, or on the old book of face for now. Maybe somewhere else in the future. I don't know. Stay tuned. And in the meantime, this has been another episode of Where Does the Time Go? I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan, and as always, time after time.
Well, I guess that means credits are go!
This has been another episode of We Have to Ask Live. I'd like to thank producers Amy and Harvey Loftus. Thanks to Guys and Kale. Be sure to check them out on New Day. Check them out on iTunes and Wired Edge. Check them out as well. If you're a subscriber, give us a rating and review. It really helps. Join the discussion online at We Have to Ask on Facebook or X. And check out all the other podcasts on the Beachwalk Network at beachwalk.com.
It's so X.
I wish Zuckerberg would have knocked him out.
It might still happen.
In a world where people watch movies,
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.